Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Q102, hope you're having a good Friday morning. It's Tim and Fritch and Jen. Jeff's back on Monday. Anyone got a new report, an update on him?
No, and I don't think he's been eating because he hasn't been posting any food pictures, so I'm not sure what's going on with him.
Amazon just revealed or unveiled, whichever word you want to use, a new fitness tracker. It's called the Halo Band, and there's a new feature on it called Tone. Tracks your voice.
Okay.
Tells you if you're being a jerk or not.
Okay.
So it analyzes your voice. It tells you, basically figures out what you sound like to other people. Things like happy, hopeful, confused, worried, affectionate, bored, and apologetic.
How does it know? What if you just have one of those really mean tones all the time, but you're...
I bet it's picking up your heart rate.
Heart rate.
It might be able to measure. I don't know if it can measure hormone levels or adrenaline
or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've dropped my phone so many times that Siri has no idea what I'm saying anymore. So I cannot use the voice
features
at all. It's like completely not working. It drives me nuts.
So you can't even do voice to text?
No, it has no idea what I'm saying.
It'll put
some words on there, but they are not.
How do you function?
You're telling me.
I never use voice to text.
I know. Jen is one of
those.
Oh, me too. I love doing that. Like, even Jen was texting me one time and I was driving, so I was talking to my watch and it wrote something weird. I think it wrote like J-A-K-E space up when I was trying to say Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, by the way, I'm doing voice to text if this comes across weird.
Like, I'm getting to the point where I've been considering getting a new phone just so that feature
will
work.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The promo for this thing from Amazon, though, it really focuses on the relationship part. So there's a guy sleeping on the couch after a fight with his wife, and then he checks the app and realizes he wasn't being supportive. So then he goes and apologizes to her.
That's awesome.
Huh, what do you know?
I mean, I think that's neat, but at the same time, hello, shouldn't you have known that?
Right.
Isn't that a part of life?
Yeah.
But I get it. I also, it also does normal stuff, counting steps, tracking your sleep patterns. $99 on Amazon, but you can request early access and get it for $65 right now if that's something of interest to you. You also have to subscribe to the tracking app for $4 a month, but the first 6 months are free.
Of course. Dang it.
I think that would be interesting, though, if all four of us got one.
Yeah.
And then wore it during the morning show.
And all four of us in the room were comfortable with being called out when we were being a jerk.
Yes. I don't know if we all would be. But I think it would be neat.
It would be interesting to see the results.
See what it was.
How accurate.
Was it accurate? Did it really, you know, pull the feelings that we were trying to, you know, convey?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Or if you, like, were trying to be a mean person on purpose and you just can't. Like, your tone cannot do that.
Like, will it pick up on sarcasm? Will it pick that stuff up?
Yeah.
Because some people, you know, I'll say something on the radio, then I'll get an email. Someone will say, that was mean. Sarcasm. It wasn't mean. It was funny as hell.
Tim.
Some would argue that sarcasm has an underlying anger.
Well, we all know that person too that's very honest. Like, they're always very, very honest with what they're saying.
You don't have to ever wonder what they're thinking.
And it comes across very rude sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, you don't have to be so mean. And they're like, I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm. You can be honest and choose words
that aren't so nice.
I mean, you can always be honest, but find first of all, take responsibility for what you're thinking, right? And for what you're saying, and then choose words that will express yourself without being an a-hole.
Yeah, there's this thing called tact.
It is.
And it's what's that?
I don't think they teach that in schools anymore.
They don't. Yeah. A new survey found 71% of Americans have saved money this year because of canceled plans. And on average, how much have Americans saved? $2,100.
Wow. That's great. That's a nice little vacation when this is all over.
We definitely saved money on the food thing during the first month or two of the stay at home.
But now you're back?
Well, we haven't done as much grocery shopping, but we've done a little more eating out.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Uh-huh. And before, I think it was, we did a lot of grocery shopping and didn't do any eating out, or maybe one when the restaurants reopened, we would get takeout like once.
Well, I also think because you've been moving a lot, that's always usually when people eat out the most,
yes,
because it's like,
where did I put all the cooking crap?
Yes, where's you the have box no idea where stuff is. Plus, you're like, well, we got to box everything up, and that's going to take a few days. So every night that you're boxing, you got to eat out.
Yep.
I think I'd like at the end of the year an annual report from DoorDash.
You and can see, do that.
Can I write that off as a business expense?
No. Unless you're doing food reviews.
So I bank, one of my bank accounts is PNC, and they send you this thing at the end of every year.
Yeah.
And it shows you your debit card and your credit card together, and it'll say, here's what you spend on gas. Here's what you spend on your car. Here's what you spend on food. Here's what you spend on groceries.
How bad was yours last year? Or where were you surprised to learn you spent that much money?
It's usually the food.
Yeah.
I will tell you, though, that this past year, I did not want to see. So I checked the box on the internet that said, please do not send it to my house.
Mine does it at the bottom of every month. It'll tell you, like, groceries
give you a little pie chart
or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't really know how accurate it is, because if you're buying, you know, all those awesome home good products they have at Kroger, that's going under groceries versus like home stuff or whatever. So it's not super accurate. But you don't got to worry about it anyway.
But yeah, thank you. It's still kind of neat though.
Yeah.
Traffic right now with Toria. Q102. What's up?
I'm just hanging out.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to go on vacation. So, you know, when you have that get on vacation mode, you're trying to get all the stuff done at work. It's like the work before you go on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't seem fair, but you have to do it.
I know. So it's been very busy over here with me doing a lot of like little tiny busy work things to get ready to go on vacation.
And I can promise you when you come back, we'll have plenty for you to catch up on. Sure.
Plenty of work.
Rich, hey, when are you leaving? She's like, Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
I'm leaving today.
All right. According to some new research, if you make your bed, you are more likely to have some bedroom time. Whether you're
making the bed does that?
Yeah. Whether you're single or in a relationship, up 25% if the bed is made.
And why is, do they say why?
Nope. They say 4 out of 10 single people say the unmade bed is a huge turnoff.
Hmm. Huh.
So they did some research on beds. That's what this was about. That just happened to be one of the pieces of information that was revealed. They also found if you make your bed, 44% of people it makes them more productive throughout the day.
See, I like the look of a made bed. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But when I'm tired and ready to go to bed to get it prepared for my sleep routine, I'm really annoyed with everything I have to do with pulling the comforter back and then separating the blankets that I have on the bed to my one blanket and then getting the pillows. The two pillows will go under my head and then my body pillow. And then where do the decorative pillows go? It's a lot. It's a lot.
38% say they sleep better if it is made. And 32% say they feel less stressed if the bed is made.
Do you guys make your bed?
No.
I do before we get in it at night. Because when I leave, Scott is still in the bed and he is not going to make the bed.
Mm-mm.
So before we get in it at night, I make the bed.
There is something about, you know, when you have put the clean sheets on.
Oh, I love that.
And you make the bed and everything's sort of snug and tight in there.
Mm-hmm.
And
feels crisp.
And you maybe, I'm a night shower person or an afternoon, so I'd be like, I'm cleaned up, ready to go, slide in the clean bed. There is something that is very cool about that. I do enjoy that, but, you know, I don't feel like it's necessary. It's not one of those necessary daily things. It's not going to affect my life in the chores and the list of things I need to do each day. That is not going to make it one way or the other, in my opinion. But then you read the survey and you're like, well, if half the people made their bed, have better days and are more productive, then maybe it's worth that.
Maybe it's worth the time. I need to wash my sheets this weekend. Merle's been... I've been going to sleep listening to him chew on one of his chewy bones in the bed.
Oh, so there's some stuff.
So there's like some grit on the sheet. Like,
does he get AJ?
Does he get what?
AJ? Oh, that I forgot. That's a word we use.
I don't know what
that
means.
When the bottom, the behind, it's got a little leakage because of the glands. We got to be cleaned out.
Oh, no.
We call it AJ.
No.
Does he do that?
No.
He doesn't do that? Or is that only a certain dog thing?
Well, I mean, he scoots on his butt. I mean, a lot of small dogs need to get those things expressed.
Ew.
It is disgusting. And there are people that actually learn how to do that on their own.
I have a friend that does her own dogs.
Right, exactly.
And I'm like, that's gross. Oh. I've heard the smell is just
it is.
It's rancid.
It's horrible.
Worst.
And it can be like a millimeter by a millimeter, and it'll stink up an entire floor of a home.
Oh.
And then you got to track it down. Like, where's the dead fish?
Oh, see,
I remember the first time.
She'll never have a dog. She won't.
We took Steve in to get it done. And we've only had to have it maybe three times in the 10 years we've had him. But I remember when they took him back and then he came back out. I'm driving home and I'm like, what is that smell? That's a different smell. Oh, it's grape. So they had used like
some sort of sprayed.
No, no, like grape. They had to have been flavored.
Gel? So like grape gel to go in there?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was smelled like grapes.
Ew.
Wow. That's interesting.
It is weird that I have
that's
this reaction. But I can.
Jen's face.
Like, what?
But I can clean a baby in a heartbeat, you know?
Sure.
I don't know. So there you go. There is your bed news. Is there like a chore that you guys hate doing?
All of them. Every last one of them.
What about one that you've gotten really good at because of the pandemic?
Jen, you've gotten good at all of them, haven't you?
Well, I mean, I was looking around my house yesterday and I've got some clutter that's adding up. And where I'm really struggling right now is putting away clean clothes. I have this huge pile of clean clothes on the floor of my bedroom that just need to be put away. They need to be folded, hung up, and put away.
Stop.
And it's crazy.
In your room where you have a closet that connects to a bigger closet?
Yes.
You have clothes on the floor?
I do.
Get it
and
done today.
Ridiculous.
Send us a
and
photo. We want
stacks
proof.
Of books all over the place. I need to pull it together.
Why don't you have Jacob do your chores?
Jacob does a lot of chores. I mean, he and all on his. I do not ask this kid to do anything. This is just so amazing.
He likes doing
it. He does all of his own laundry, including his towels. Yesterday when I picked him up from school, he asked me if I took the garbage out. And I was like, I didn't. Did you want mom to? And he's like, no, Jacob do it.
Oh,
you got it, bud.
I love that.
He empties the dishwasher. He does all kinds of stuff around the house. He's and that's what's kind of sad that, you know, I'm not having to worry about all that stuff. And I still am not able to pull it together. And I can't pick up my own clothes.
What about you, Tim? You've been doing a lot of miscellaneous chores, necessarily just like, you know, wiping down a toilet. You've been like sanding porches and stuff.
Well, yeah, we sold our house, and then our project house, which was going to be two Airbnbs, is now one Airbnb, and where we currently
live
are
residing,
going to
temporarily
ride out the COVID, the election, and the overly priced real estate market right now.
Yeah,
we're just gonna hang out there. But yes, it was a rushed finish to get in there, so touching up paint, sanding that thing, power washing the pulling the weeds, all of that kind of stuff. As far as living in this little apartment, because I think it's only like 600 square feet, and we're like both in there. And the kitchen, living room, dining room is all one big open space. It's three rooms, but they all like
run together.
They all connect and it's all opened.
It's a very open floor plan.
And when there's like maybe a big Amazon box sitting over there, mm-hmm. or there's a pile of mail or all my crap from work I set on the table. And because it's such a small space, when there's a little bit of clutter that really wouldn't be that big of a deal, mm-hmm. it makes me go, ah!
Yeah, because yeah, it's so noticeable.
Because you can see it all the time.
I'm like,
yeah.
I need some little space of chill right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this, mm-hmm. the stack of this or this pile of that, you know. So I've been trying to do really good. Like every day I get home from work and I put that away and I clean that out, throw that in the garbage, put the shoes in the room. So it is like a little zen area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do need to have you come and do the
saging.
You want me to sage
what
it?
Is that called though?
Yeah, you want me to cleanse the room?
No, but it has never another name.
Smudge?
Smudge. Yeah. We need you to come smudge.
Yeah, I can do that. Well, what's so funny is, you know, what I do is I'll see that stack of clothes and I'll be like, when it started, that's a 5-minute thing. I can do it later.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then before you know it, I've got 5-minute things in every room that will add up to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is the way it
And
works.
That's what I don't have time for.
513-749-2320. You want to jump in here. What household chore have you really gotten good at since the pandemic? We'll get to your calls next. And Lady Gaga is now.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.